From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton conceded the U.S. presidential election Wednesday to Republican Donald Trump. She said the losing Democrats owe Trump what she called an open mind and a chance to lead. Later, U.S. President Barack Obama invited Trump to the White House on Thursday to discuss the transition of power.
So I have instructed my team to follow the example that President Bush's team set 8 years ago and work as hard as we can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect, because we are now all rooting for his success in uniting and leading the country.
Trump vowed never to forget the working-class Americans who launched him to one of the biggest of upsets in American political history. Darrell West studies governance at the Brookings Institution.
Trumpism is alive and well, and we saw it in this campaign. It was kind of a populist-style appeal to those displaced voters who have not done very well economically. They're individuals who have not shared in the prosperity that we've seen on the East Coast and the West Coast. Those people spoke up, and especially in those crucial Midwestern states, they're the people who put them over the top.
Meanwhile, throngs of demonstrators marched in cities across the United States Wednesday night to protest the election outcome. Besides gaining the White House, Republicans will be keeping control of both houses of Congress. Up for election Tuesday were 34 of the 100 seats in the U.S. Senate and all 435 seats in the House of Representatives. With the two races undecided, Republicans will control 51 seats in the Senate, the Democrats 47. Republicans are pledging swift action on President-elect Donald Trump's agenda. This is VOA News. Despite winning the U.S. presidential election, Donald Trump appears to be losing the popular vote. As vote counting continued across the country, Hillary Clinton held a narrow lead in the popular vote, according to unofficial results. European Council President Donald Tusk says the election of Trump has brought uncertainty and poses new challenges for transatlantic ties. European Union foreign ministers will hold a special meeting on Sunday to assess the election. Many world leaders congratulated Trump Wednesday. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon offered this advice.
In the aftermath of hard-fought and often divisive campaign, it is worth recalling and reaffirming that unity in diversity of the United States is one of the country's greatest strengths. I encourage all Americans to stay true to that spirit.
The Mexican government says it is ready to lobby the U.S. Congress to block Trump's plan to impound remittances to pay for a new border wall. Apparently worried about Trump's position on the recent nuclear agreement between Iran and world powers, Iran's president reminded everyone that the pact, in his words, cannot be overturned by a single government. Trump's victory in the race has sent a chill through the UN climate talks taking place this week in Morocco. Henry Ridgewell reports.
The Paris Climate Agreement seeks to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels, largely through reducing emissions of greenhouse gases. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump once described climate change on Twitter as a hoax concocted by China to undermine the competitiveness of U.S. industry. Delegates gathering at UN climate talks in Morocco fear their progress could be undone. Observers say the full impact of the Trump victory will not be known for several months, leaving an uncertain future for the landmark Paris Agreement. Henry Ridgewell, London.
U.S. military officials say two Marine fighter jets on a training mission collided over the Pacific Ocean near San Diego Wednesday. One pilot was able to land nearby, and the other ejected safely. Officials say the pilots were taken to nearby medical facilities. They are in stable condition, and officials are investigating the collision. Ghana's Electoral Commission has qualified 7 presidential candidates for the national election on December 7th. The successful candidates, 6 representing political parties and 1 independent, took part in a drawing late Wednesday in the capital Accra to determine their position on the ballot. Taking a brief look at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes reacted to the election by closing up on the day. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.